Blog Talk Radio.
Now then, let us see if you're as good as they say you are.
Every night when I go to sleep, I keep thinking of you. Wishing you were here with me, it would make this love true. Now that you're gone, I can't go on. Need you for me, need you to see. My heart, my soul, let me down and you let me go.
just sit here and wait till you return.
Welcome to Versatile Radio, everybody. Part 2, Café con Leche. You're live right now with Carlos Trejo. Eric Bush.
Café con Leche.
Marla. And, of course, the Marcela Olivar. How you guys doing?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, hey. Welcome back to Versatile Radio, Part 2, Café con Leche. Marla, can you hear us okay?
Marla,
okay. Marcela.
I'm here. Was Marla called in yet? Because Marla's supposed to call in.
Marla's on the line. We're having a little bit of technical difficulties. I don't know if it's on her side or our side, but she is with us here in the building. So we, you know, as soon as we get the issue fixed, she will be going live with us. Marcela, tell everybody what's ahead for us today.
We have a great show. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. You know, we're always surprises, which is great. You know, we have Premier, who's going to be calling in a bit. So I don't know yet, which is fun. You know, we'll get to hear from Premier, and we'll have Herb. Actually, it's going to be Ronnie from Planet Patrol. He's going to call in, too. And Johnny O.
Yes, Pastor John.
I don't mean to interrupt, but we're getting some bad feedback. Somebody might want to turn the radio down or their speaker down. Just saying.
All right. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Carlos.
No, it's good. I mean, it's good to know if most important for an audience, when you're doing an interview, that they can hear clearly. So that's actually very, very important feedback.
Yes, indeed. Is that better?
There we go.
All right, great. All right, we'll be right back. Versatile Radio, you guys are going to hear part 2 with Marcela Olivar from Powerhouse Bombshells. We're going to have Trinair joining us, Johnny O, Pastor Johnny O. You guys are going to hear, hopefully we're going to be able to tie things up right here with Marcela Olivar, but she's got so many things to share that we might even go into a part 3. How about that? We'll be right back. Versatile Radio, Eric Bush.
Father in the heaven, can I thank you for your love?
What you've done for me, how you hung up on the cross and shed your blood for me. And no one could tell me, Father, you ain't real, 'cause you're the only one that ever answered my appeal and let me out of a sentence of death. That's why I will praise you, Lord, till my last breath. I owe my life to you, 'cause you gave me everything, and I will serve you with my strength and bow before my King. The magic man break down like this to let the Lord know how much I appreciate the things he did. Ever since I was young, he held my hand and held me right, guided me through all the good things in life. You know that's right, so I get down on my knees today and say with BLVD, Lord, muchas gracias for being there for me. The longest days, the darkest nights, no matter what happened in my life, I felt that you was always in my heart and on my side.
What's up, everybody? How you doing?
Ronnie,
what's up,
Ronnie?
How you doing? Marla G, are you there?
I'm here. Woo-hoo.
Hi, Marla G, how are you?
Yeah, Marla G, got some energy.
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Hey, Marcella, you still there?
I'm here. Okay,
hi,
Marcella, we need to do an informal greeting
So we have an idea who's on the air right now. So we have Marla G. Hi, Marlita.
Hello.
This is me. And I'm Eric Bush. What's up, y'all?
Hi, Eric.
Hi.
Carlos Trejo.
We have Carlos Trejo's on there as well. Carlos.
Yes, I am here.
Hey, Marla.
Yes. What's going on?
Good. I mean, I'm loving the music. Shout out. I thought Ronnie was on the phone. It kind of sounded a little like, wait, Ronnie is on the phone right now. But I'm happy because we heard Planet Patrol. And we're definitely going to hear from Ronnie in a little bit. He's going to call us. And then we had, that was MC Magic we had playing after.
I believe that was.
Yeah, Magic, I met up in at the Art LaBelle show. It was in September of last year, and
uh-huh.
I was a backup dancer with Shannon and Turbo. And Magic came out, and he wanted to greet Shannon. He wanted to say hello to Shannon.
Uh-huh.
He's a fan. He said he's a fan of Shannon. So it was kind of cool because he came to check out the show. While we were performing, you know, he stood on the side of the stage and gave us props. So when he started performing, we came and checked out his show to show him love. And then I have a picture of Shannon, MC Magic, myself, and Turbo. So that's a nice little memory. We were there with Art LaBelle, and shout out to the Art LaBelle team and Yomo, his assistant. Really good people.
Yes.
We want to welcome Planet Patrol to the show. He's live with us now.
Hey, buddy, buddy. Hey, buddy, buddy.
Hey,
Rodney B, baby, with Planet Patrol. Shout out to Marcella.
Hi.
She's a girl. She's getting it done. She's doing big things out there in Cali, representing Planet Patrol. Powerhouse Bombshells. It's awesome.
Yeah, Rodney. Welcome to Versatile Radio, Rodney. Tell us a little bit. I mean, you guys have been super busy lately, I see. And I know that we have a whole lot of fans that are just going crazy over, you know, that old school jam, which we just did play at your own risk. Tell us a little bit about what you are doing and what's ahead of you recently, right quick.
Well, as you know, the hype has been picking up for us as far as doing freestyle shows and concerts here on the East Coast. It's been rejuvenated, I think, primarily due to the interest that is getting out there by fans that are familiar with the music. Also, we're in the midst of completing a single with Johnny O. It's a collab called The Challenge, which is an exciting song that we can't wait to be released, because that will certainly open up some more doors to be able to spread the love, share the music that fans enjoy, and continue our quest in bringing good music to not only our fan base, but to the younger generation who not even familiar with Planet Patrol and our music.
Most definitely. I have a question that I've been wanting to ask you, and I'm just so blessed that you were able to join us on Versatile Radio today in honor of Marcella Olivad and Powerhouse Bombshell. Rodney, let's talk a little bit about what the difference is from when you guys first came out with Play At Your Own Risk, and you guys were, you know, rocking the airwaves back then and now. Can you give us a little, I want to say, testimony?
Sure. I think for us, I mean, we were really, you know, we were singers. We were singers first and like dancers, you know, the choreography piece second. And that was our trademark. That kind of separated us from the pack. So then when you had other let's say, you know, boy bands, you know, guy groups that followed, like New Edition, Force MDs, you know, things of this nature, you know, they kind of followed that pattern. You know, New Kids on the Block was another well-known group by Maurice Starr, whom we are very familiar with and are friends with here in the Boston area as well. And so I think the trend has kind of changed to where now you know, it's not so much the music or the singing, it's more on the dancing and the, you know, the showpiece. And so it kind of took away from, you know, the reason why we do what we do, and that's to sing, that's to convey, you know, a message in song vocally. And I think now you're starting to see that come back with the neo soul movement, you know, where cats are really singing now, not so much, you know, the dance thing. I mean, unless you're Beyonce, you know, you can put it down with the choreography and the vocal. You know, you got to do one good. You got to do one good thing, and that's either or. And
sure,
and I, and I think with Planet Patrol coming back the way we are, I think it will kind of reestablish, you know, that fact that you if you're going to be out there, you have to sing. And people are amazed that we still sing and we still sound the way we sound today, which is very gratifying.
Yes, yes, indeed. Now, is there a particular or a certain type of people, crowd that you want to reach as to the type of fans that you reached back in the days?
Mm-hmm. You can ask Marcella. We're trying to reach the whole world and let the whole world know. You know, Planet Patrol, you know, is a you know, it's synonymous from here all the way to Europe. And, you know, we didn't have a chance to expand our horizons in Europe as we would hope to back then. But we're hoping that those doors will reopen with the song called The Challenge, so that it would enable fans who know us over there a chance to see us live, and we can bring the message that we have been bringing over the past, I don't know, 20-something, 30-something years.
Most
and may I intervene? I'm going to intervene. It's Marcella. Actually, what Ronnie's saying is so true, because Europe is on a wide scale and it's so huge on EDM and hip-hop and freestyle. There's a huge market in Europe, and I definitely would love to see our team, and not just our team, but everyone else in the powerhouse be able to go ahead and open more doors. I know Johnny has performed already out in Europe. There's also Shannon that has performed out there in Europe and many other artists. But with The Challenge, it's the song that we're going to release, the single. It's going to be a Powerhouse Music Records release. It is Planet Patrol and Johnny O. And the producer of The Challenge, big shout out to Tanasi Kualidis.
Yes.
If I'm pronouncing his last name, Kualidis or Kualidis, he's out in Germany. And he's the producer of The Challenge. So I definitely see a lot of platforms, a lot of doors opening up. Santa Patrol is all over the place right now.
Let's talk
about on the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And Ronnie Cattell, I mean, I got to talk to him after, and they were really excited. The fans, it's just an open forum again, and I pray every day for our team, and I'm very proud of you guys, Ronnie. I told her that I was very proud of Planet Patrol and the movement, the drive, and that just gives me more.
Well, thanks, Marcella.
I want to find the right word to say. It gives me even more. I want to say I'm proud to represent you guys.
Yeah. And we knew that right off the bat, and believe me, we're just as blessed and privileged to be able to work with a talent and a professional such as yourself. It doesn't go unnoticed. We're very grateful for the opportunity that's presented, that you presented unto us. We're excited about working with you because we know, you know, that we know that the Lord is going to open up some doors and create some big things, not only for us, but for our Powerhouse Bombshells, the whole family, because we're all in it together. We're all grinding hard, you know, bringing this thing, you know, to where we feel that we need to go, desire to go, and want to go, and where the fans would have us. And I also want to just say big shout out from Herb, who couldn't join us tonight, Andre Devine. The guys wish they could be here, but they have other commitments, and so they wanted me to say hello on their behalf as well.
And if that as long as we have one person representing and, you know, allowing the voice, that's really good. And, you know, the love was so when I was in New York, like I was telling Marla, you know, we have a wonderful team. Marla's doing new music too. Marla G working hard. And Trinier, she's branding all over. And, I mean, we have a show coming up July 20th. And then we're in New York with Planet Control and Marla G and the whole camp with John Rosario. I mean, it's just a wonderful blessing for me to say that I'm working with heavy hitters.
Yes.
I'm in the West Coast, but I'm originally from Boston. Grew up in the East Coast, been in the West Coast for 24 years. Planet Patrol is from Boston.
Marcella, on that note right there, let's go ahead and pursue this interview. I know that Rodney O is kind of, you know, on a time schedule. Also, I thank you for joining us. Rodney, Planet Patrol, yes.
Yep.
Marcella, tell us a little bit of, you know, where we left off at last week on your show. We were kind of talking about with Johnny O about, you know, what we actually experience as young adults and our calling and where we are all at now and what we're doing. You and I, we had a small discussion, I believe it was last week, something about, you know, you having Johnny O signed to your label. You got Planet Patrol. Which Play At Your Own Risk was, I believe, your brother's one of the favorite
songs. Hey, that's my
song.
Jam right there.
Yes.
can I say something? Guys, can I say something? This is Marla G.
Hi, Marla.
I don't know if Marcella mentioned to you, Rodney, but Play At Your Own Risk is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Wow, that's
I
awesome.
Mean, she didn't tell you, right? Because I said, tell them that I love them. I mean, that
no,
song is like one of my favorites ever.
Yeah, she
ever.
Did mention it. And we're excited to see you. We're real excited to see you Saturday the 26th, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to be an awesome day. We're looking forward to it and sharing the stage with you also.
Same here. I'm really excited.
You know, The amazing thing is, you know, big fan of Play At Your Own Risk and Planet Patrol, Marla G, and you guys are signed to the same label, correct?
Yes.
Well, actually, you know what? I could have, you know what? Nowadays, with technology being fast, we could have been signing online. But the way I was brought up, I'm very old school. You're supposed to go and meet the person and greet them and show them the kind of caliber person that you are. And out of respect, I said, no, I'm going to do the old school way. I'm going to fly to New York,
right.
Be at their show, and sign them in person. And I was away from L.A. for 3 weeks. And let me tell you what I did. I flew to New York, met up with Planet Patrol at their show. Big shout-out to the Funhouse OG, Joe Celestino. He booked Planet Patrol for a show out in New York in Staten Island. They sold it out. The crowd was bananas. We had a great time also with J.U. You got to check out J.U. That's his son. We're also going to be featuring him on the challenge. It was just bananas. It was a great show. And then guess what? Planet Patrol said, we have a representative here from Cali. He got to come on stage. And guess what? I started popping and locking. I'm an
She put it down, y'all.
Well, we're hoping that she puts it down on the Versatile Radio Summer Jam stage August 15th also.
Nice.
Okay, so now that we're on the phone, we have confirmation. Versatile Radio, they will be bringing Planet Patrol Marla G to the West Coast. We're in negotiations right now.
Yes.
So that's going to be good news, Ronnie and Marla G.
Wow. And how do you?
That's awesome.
How do you say it, Marcella, representing Powerhouse Bombshell? How do you guys say it?
Pow.
Pow. Yes.
Yes. So, we'll be right back. Versatile Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, welcome back, everybody. Versatile Radio. You still got Miss Marla G.
Yes, sir.
All right, you win, bro.
Kind of Patrol, man.
What's happening?
Marcella.
Big.
Hi.
Hi, Dre Devine just joined us.
Oh.
What's going on, fam?
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Let's introduce. Okay, so we're on Versatile Radio and DMA Radio. We are doing our coast to coast. So this is worldwide. Mary Fisher is the founder and hosting the show with Eric.
Who's that?
Carlos Trejo. And we also have Marla G. And Ronnie. Planet Patrol PPP in the house. And now Andre Devine. He's the other member of Planet Patrol. Welcome to Versatile Radio and DMA Radio.
And I'm Eric Boyd. Thank you very much.
Hey, hey.
What's going on?
And
how you doing, Marcella?
We're good, and I'm glad you were able to make it. I know Herb told me he was unable, but that's okay. I had mentioned before we played. Shout out to Trinier. She should be calling in a bit. We just heard her song All Night. It's
yep.
A blessing to be able to be in this forum now with technology being so advanced. Mary Fisher had asked me, so what did I do, in New York and stuff like that? Where did I left off bringing Planet Patrol and Johnny O? So I was saying that I flew to New York and I was gone from the West Coast 3 weeks, and I went to the show that you guys did, which was awesome, right? Andre, Ronnie, and it was sold out.
Yep.
And it had J.U., which is Herb's son, who's awesome hip-hop. He's an amazing recording artist as well out of Boston, so we've given him a shout-out. And it was a wonderful experience, and I was saying is I am so proud to represent a group of heavy hitters who are hardworking. Johnny's all over the map, Trinier, Planet Patrol. You guys did a show also with Al Vitello at, it was Duo Lounge, and that's Marla G's favorite spot in Yonkers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Marla loves Duo Lounge. I know you guys were at Duo Lounge, and then July 4th,
yep.
You guys just did Resorts World Casino. And July 11th, which is tomorrow, Shannon's going to be there. Shannon's a very close friend of ours. And it's nice to see the family movement working and keeping busy. On that note, I wanted to give Planet Patrol the respect they deserve. I could have easily done a contract online and been like, okay, let me sign. But I don't believe that's the right way to do it. I wanted to meet them personally so they could see who they were going to be working with, what the next moves were going to be. And we officially signed at 3 in the morning. We're in a business meeting at 3 in the morning on a Saturday.
Right.
That's because Marcella doesn't sleep. Marcella does not sleep.
Hardworking individuals.
Yeah, Marcella, I want to back it up a little bit, okay? I want to back it up a little bit, and let's talk about before you actually signed Planet Patrol, Johnny O., you're doing the West Coast, East Coast thing, which just completely intrigued me because of the whole freestyle genre and the movement. Let's talk a little bit about your vision. What vision did you have before you came to this level of success in your career?
Well, the thing is with Powerhouse, when I started Powerhouse Bonchos in 2008, I wanted to be globally known. And it started with this guy, actually on MySpace, named Clemente. He was looking for some sponsors for his video, for his song called Queso Crema. And I never met him, but he needed help from different sponsors. And I'm in the West Coast. I'm originally from the East Coast. But I live in L.A. How do you break a company into other cities? So he reached out to me and told me some of the sponsors he had backed out on him, and I felt bad. So I said, hey, this might be an opportunity for me to kind of break through into Miami. So I said, okay, I'll go ahead and be a sponsor in your video. So if you look at YouTube, in the video... It's cool. It's a reggaeton artist, and he sings Latin music, and it's called Queso Crema. So if you look at the video, you see my logo in the video. That gave me already Powerhouse already in Miami. And then he says, okay, I have this video. Can you do my release party? I said, okay. So I did the release party, in South Beach, and then he wanted Tito Puente to host it, and I partnered up with Royalty Promotions, and I said, okay, you want to help me out? I'm in Miami because I'm in L.A. I need someone to kind of move around in Miami for me. And she's like, yeah, and she did a good job, so I brought her on board with me, and I did my first Powerhouse red carpet event in South Beach, of which Marla showed up and Johnny's wife, mm-hmm. Jeanette, showed up. At the time, Johnny O, Jeanette Fantastic was managing Marla G, and they had just, they were working on a song, Set Me Free, which was written by Johnny O. Well, the cool thing was that Tito Puente Jr., Johnny, Marla, everyone is close. And because I was able to do this event, it opened up doors for me in Miami. And then I was already working with Ricky Indio, who does salsa out of New York. And Ricky Indio came down to this event. He was also a special invited guest. And we had people in Espanol doing media pictures. And it got a lot of attention because there's not really a Latin event in South Beach. So they were trying to figure out who put this Latin event in South Beach. And it was someone from L.A. So it got a lot of attention. It created a buzz. And I was looked at, okay, now we're looking at someone at a business level now. And that's how I broke into other markets. I started traveling and investing money.
Mala.
Yes.
Mala. When do you sleep, baby? When do you go to sleep? That's what I want to know.
Marcella. It's not me. It's Marcella. She calls me at 3 in the morning.
Who did?
Marcella.
You inspired me.
At 3 in the morning. She doesn't sleep.
Yeah. She doesn't sleep, huh?
No.
I think it's important that as you stay on, I have to be, I'm always constantly checking them to see what's up. Like all the pictures I have, Marla G, Planet Patrol, Trinier, anything I promote, social media is following me to the point where it's uploading everything. If you Google, I want you to try this out. And it's not just me. I check this all the time. I want Planet Patrol to Google themselves, and I want Marla to Google herself. And you'll find Powerhouse Bombshells next to your name. That's because social media is picking up on everything.
Okay, Rod, you Googling it? Because I'm driving right now.
Brother, you driving. Unbelievable.
When you get home,
I'm driving right now.
Planet Patrol. And then also, I'm hoping we're being recorded because I don't. Mary, is Mary still there?
Yes, I am. I apologize. We have the third member of Planet Patrol actually going to join us in just a few seconds here. Marcella, I kind of, you know, the last question I asked you was something about a vision, and I might have missed it, but can we go ahead and either repeat or reiterate on that question to you? Like, give us a little bit of feedback on what your visions were before all this took place.
Well, I'll narrate it quick. This artist named Clemente was on MySpace, and he was looking for sponsors. And then he reached out to me and told me that some of his sponsors had backed up. His name is Clemente, so I decided to help him sponsor his video called Queso Crema. And my logo, Powerhouse Bunch's logo, comes out in that video. And then he asked me if I could do his video release party, and I did it in South Beach. And the host was Tito Puente Jr. And I had asked Royalty Promotions, who Cece, a friend of also Marla G's and myself, and she helped me do the event. And it was really nice, and we did a red carpet. So in South Beach, there hadn't been a Latin event done, and they asked whose event it was. You know, it was Powerhouse Bombshells red carpet event. We even got people in Espanol doing behind-the-scenes pictures. It was nice, and we had Fantastic Entertainment. Jeanette was there, who was managing Marla G at the time, and Johnny had written a song. You got to check it out, Set Me Free, that Marla G performed. And we're just all close. We're all a big family, and that just opened me up more to the Miami market. And then Rick Angel is an artist. Shout out to Rick Angel New York. He's an artist that I also work with out of New York. And he came, and he was a special invited guest. So it opened up a lot of doors for Powerhouse Bombshells. They see me in New York. They see me in Miami. They am here in L.A. And we had just came from my promo tour with Rick Angel. So when you are a person that's working with different artists and they see you traveling and doing events and pretty much they know that you're involved in something, that you're not just, you know, in this business you gotta walk the walk. It's not just about talking.
All right, well, I want to interrupt you guys, but we do have Mr. Irv Jackson on the line. Irv, you there?
Yeah, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, Irv.
Hey, Marcy, how you doing, Mama?
I'm good. Listen, we have Marla also on the line. She's also with us on Versatile Radio and DMA Radio.
Hey, Marla G, how you doing, baby?
I'm doing
cool.
Yeah, this is good. We got all three members. Well, it's a pleasure to have Planet Patrol on. And the host and also the founder of the radio is Versatile, is Mary Fisher, and she's the one conducting the interview. So it's a pleasure to have her and have all of us be able to enjoy this wonderful moment.
Well, it's a pleasure being on the air with everybody.
Well, like I was telling Johnny and all the listeners, I'm
what's
very proud
Rodney?
Of Planet Patrol.
What's up, Herbie? Hey, what's going on, Mr. B?
Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy.
Can you guys do that again? Okay, who wants to hear Planet Patrol at the count of three? One, you guys do that. I love how. Hey, buddy.
This is Rodney B, the original barking dog, baby. Hey, buddy. Hey, buddy. In the house. Versatile Radio, baby. Yeah.
And guess what? Versatile Radio is bringing Planet Patrol and Marla G to the West Coast. Yeah.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, man. It's going to be awesome.
Yep. And then we also want to remember that Planet Patrol and Marla G are the headliners for the Freestyle Old Timers and Cancer Awareness that we have going on with John Rosario, John Boy Productions, in Spanish Harlem. So I can't wait for that. Planet Patrol, Marla, let me see, let's throw out. We have Force and D's Jesse D, which is going to be performing, Boricua Posse, Joey Kidd. We have members of the Powerhouse. We have Brock R.O.K. who's going to be joining us, my producer Nelson Reese, and his legendary salsa brother. We have 30 ladies, cancer survivors, Martina Scher, that are going to show up. Relay for Life. And I'm going to be giving the legendary award for Woman of Courage. I believe this person deserves to get a Powerhouse Bombshells award, because when we started Powerhouse Bombshells, it's about individuals hardworking that drive for success and don't give up. Even when we fall, we get ourselves back up. That's what Bombshells is. Bombshells stands for hardworking individuals that are driven, developed, and don't give up. Bombshells is not a hot woman. That's not the definition. It's hardworking individuals that when they get up, they give a big pow every time they come in a room.
That's there you go.
Marcella, tell us a little bit about your struggle.
A little bit about your struggle in it being a man's world.
Okay. Being a lady, in this is a man's world. Let's not get it twisted. This is a man's world. But there's a difference. The thing is how you carry yourself, and if you carry yourself like a lady and you're to conduct business, you will be respected in this business. I think part of my success is because I focus on the business side of building Powerhouse. See, I work with so many beautiful people. There's a lot of handsome men out there. There's a lot of beautiful women. But if I was focusing on who I could hook up with, I wouldn't be Powerhouse.
Right.
I'd be dumb house.
Okay.
Dumb house?
My main goal is to be respected so that I can work for my team. And that's exactly why I think I've been able to do, been able to keep, you know, a little bit of my private life private. It's important because the less people know about your private life, the less dirt they'll have to talk about you.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but with all the information out there right now, it's kind of hard to stay.
Yeah, no, no. You have to maintain an image. An image is very important, and I know the people on my team are legends. They're hardworking. They don't want a weak person in their team. I have to represent. I have to be a leader. I have to be a role model. And if I'm not a leader, then I cannot represent my team right.
Absolutely. You know what? We're going to go ahead and take a break right quick. This is Who Against Me? Johnny O, Artie and Legit. Be right back on Star Radio.
Where's Johnny? Where's Johnny?
Dre.
Yo, what up? Hey, what's up, Dre?
Your blood will give me. Who against me?
Johnny O right there with Artie Legit. Artie and Legit. Marcella, can you guys hear us okay?
Beautiful song. Beautiful song.
Yes. I love playing that song. I want to remind everybody we are live with the entire Planet Patrol group. And we want to welcome you guys to Versatile Radio. We're very blessed,
definitely.
And it is our pleasure to have you on the show today. And here to support Marcella of Powerhouse Bombshells, Marla G., who's always very supportive of Versatile Radio. Can you hear us okay, Marla?
I could hear, but it was a little, like, muffled. I just wanted to give a shout-out to Freddie the Edit Rivera. He produced that track. He's amazing, and he's also my producer. So, Freddie, if you're listening, we love you.
Yeah, shout-out to Freddie the Edit in New York.
Yeah. Marla, I want to touch down right quick because it's been a few months since we've actually had you on the show. You have been very active, very, very active with your movement. And let's tell everybody a little bit about what you're doing recently and what's ahead.
What I'm working on now is a new track with UUMC. I have other tracks that I'm working on with Freddie. I am currently writing, working on a ballad as well. There's also a video in the works for I Want to Thank You. And just, you know, some shows ahead. So there's a lot on my plate right now. And it's like I want to do everything at once, but it's like, you know, trying to balance everything is kind of hard. But, you know, there's a lot of projects that I'm going to be putting out, and I'm just looking forward to share with everybody.
Most definitely. You know, we have a lot of requests for quite a few of your songs all the time right here on Versatile Radio. You have a whole lot of fans out here on the
awesome.
West Coast. And, Versatile Radio, we are looking forward to bringing you out to one of our jams out here. And we're just going to kind of keep that a secret and just be like, pow, like Marcella does it.
Pow. Give that bombshell pow.
Right. Marcella, what's coming up next? What's coming up next right here in LA for Powerhouse Bombshell?
Well, I know that you have an event on August 15th that my brother Mellow Man Ace is headlining, and there's also Zigzag from the MB Writers and AC the Promoters hosting with Angel Baby. So that's looking forward, and I'm also a special invited guest, and I have, as much as you support what we're doing and you show Powerhouse Bombshells an open door, that's the kind of person I am. I have to also go and show you some love because that's how I operate. If you show me love, I have to show you love. Even the people that don't show us love, we still show love because you always got to give back.
Yes, thank you. You know, I just, like, I always tell you, Marcella, we right here at Versatile Radio are very blessed and honored to just have you and working with you right now. You know, as we talked about on our last show, that everything works together at the right time, you know, for God's purpose. And, you know, just I'm never going to be ashamed to admit that, you know, everything in this whole new movement is just it's under the hand of God. And you know, anything that is not, I always pray, and I, like I said, I have no problem, you know, just saying it even live on air, you know, that if it's not of God, that God shut every door.
Amen, Marie. Amen.
Yes. So, you know, it's just a blessing and an honor to have all of you guys on the show right here at Versatile Radio. Me as a youth, I mean, Planet Patrol, I was bumping you guys, Marta G, you know, you know what I'm saying? And the love letter thing, I mean, it's just awesome. It's amazing. It's visions that God has given me that, you know, there's nobody more real to me, Mary Fisher, than the Mighty Father, you know, Jesus Christ, Son of God. He's all his promises, all, you know, every vision he's ever given me, you know, it's just right here, right now. We're live on Versatile Radio, and I'm a living testimony to that right now. So, you know, I just want to encourage you guys, every single one of you, Planet Patrol, Marla G, Marcella Powerhouse Bombshell, you guys continue doing what you're doing. John Yo, you know, that was an amazing blessing.
We have been having him live on our show last week. You know, we're going to be having Trinier join us in just a few minutes here, and it's just awesome. I just want to encourage everybody out there that's listening. You guys ever had any dreams, visions, you guys pursue it. Don't let the devil lie to you. And you guys just pay attention to all these links that are going up, all the shows, all the events, because there's a big movement right now. And, you know, Powerhouse Bombshells, Marcella Olivad, she's a very powerful woman. And I wanted to bring her on the show. She's a mentor to me. And I love what she's doing, and it's just amazing.
Yep.
That's awesome. That's awesome, Maria. And that's our sentiment as Planet Patrol. You know, I mean, from where we come from to where we're at now, there's been a spiritual growth that will propel us to the next phase in our careers. And we're believing the Lord to expand our horizons, to be able to provide and to promote a different message. You know, we used to sing Play to Your Own Risk and Cheap Thrills. Cheap thrills mean nothing if you have a broken heart. And I got to tell you, you know, cheap thrills today, yeah, that's exactly what it does. It just leaves you with a broken heart. But today when we come with the challenge to meet the new song with Johnny O and the collaboration with him, and he did an awesome job on the tracks. It's a whole different message that we're bringing forth, and we're believing God for, you know, positive outcome to not only, you know, bless the people musically, but also to somewhat affect their lives moving forward.
Yeah. Yeah, love that.
Yes, we'll be right back. Versatile Radio, we're going to take one more short break, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. This is Tripola. Keeping it rocking with Versatile Radio. Live to tell. Celebrating 1 year banging them beats. That's right.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey,
hello.
What's up, party people? This is your girl, Marla G, in the place to be on Versatile Radio. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, Father. You shine your light on me. I've waited all my life.
Non-stop. Collaborating. Worldwide.
Versatile Radio. We got big peeps right here in the building today. We got Powerhouse. We got Ms. Marla G. We got them all. You guys got me all tongue-tied over here. I'm all starstruck. So how's everybody doing, man?
Good.
You guys hear me? All right.
Yes.
We
got Planet Patrol, right? My boys are
out
here.
Yeah, I have Planet Patrol. That's right. Planet Patrol, that's in the building too. That's right.
Hey, Planet
Patrol, man. I just want to say, I grew up with you guys, man. And hey, you guys are legends, dude. It's an honor to have you guys on. Well, everybody, but you know, like that's back in the days, right there, man. I used to pump you guys
back in the day
for music. Can't wait for you guys to come out here to the West Coast.
Well, you know what?
Yeah, we're looking forward to it, dude. We're looking forward to it.
You want to know what's going to be amazing at this event in New York, July 26th, Planet Patrol and Marla G are headliners, right? And
right. Okay.
Planet Patrol, Force MDs and TKA were all signed to Tommy Boy Records. Remember Tommy Boy Records?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were all signed to that label. So for this event in New York, TKA is receiving a Lifetime Achievement Award. Jesse D from the Force MDs is performing. And Planet Patrol is headlining. So this is the first time they have not, you know, they're all official Tommy Boy records are going to be on one legitimate stage. So that's a blessing,
that's
too.
That's awesome.
We want to welcome Mr. Johnny O
back to
That's a small world, baby.
Johnny!
What's up, baby? What's up with my brother in the Planet Patrol, baby? The challenge!
What's up, Johnny? Oh!
Yeah.
The challenge!
You know, man, you,
What's going on, Pastor Johnny?
What's up, bro?
Pastor
Herb, how you doing, my brother? So awesome. I love this place. Hey, I wanted to mention, you know, Force MDs are from where I used to live in Staten Island. And they used to perform, when they first came out, they used to sing on Staten Island Ferry, and I sang with them once or twice.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah,
nice.
That's how far back I go back with them. I know those guys a long time, many years, many moons.
Back in the day.
They first started singing on the Staten Island Ferry before they got really, really famous. And I used to go to Curtis High School over there. So that's a little story for you.
Wow.
Johnny, welcome back to Versatile Radio. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing really good, man.
Yeah, this is Eric Bush. Eric Bush with Carlos Trails. We're here with Versatile.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's nice to have you. Nice to have you. So what you got going, brother? What you got going?
Well, me, I'm over here just excited because the challenge is going to be coming out any moment. Hip Hop
Track
is going to be dropping with the legends, the ultimate legends of my life, my friends, my brothers. Oh, Planet Patrol in the house.
Hey, buddy.
You know, it's funny, man. I told them how I used to burn their records. They must have... I mean, I must have made them a lot of money because I must have burned like 4 songs and the people warped. I love their music, boy. I tell you, I used to break dance to it. I mean, everything. And to think today I have the honor to sing with them, you know, that's a dream come true. It's a total dream come true.
Hey, Johnny, it's our
pleasure,
man.
Johnny, you know,
definitely the pleasure is ours, man. We want to thank you, Johnny, for getting us a connection with Tanasi over in Germany, man, to get the track even produced. And, you know, he sent it to us. We wrote to it and arranged it and produced it. And now it's about to make history, man. So we're excited,
man. Especially now with all the situations that's happening today, man, people need inspirational music right now. And we're breaking walls, man. People are just running to it, you know. The last record I had was Who Against Me with Artie Rodriguez and Legit and Freddie the Edit. And it did very well. It was almost like the number one record underground. It didn't go above ground because radio wasn't supportive of freestyle music.
Amen.
But, you know, but one thing, it was very, very, very popular. So popular that, you know, when I sang it at Radio City Music Hall, there was people holding signs and the whole audience was singing and men and women were crying. So there was a huge movement for it, yeah. I think the challenge is just too gigantic for any radio station to ignore it because this is not a freestyle record. This is a hip-hop record, and this is something mainstream, and this has a message that speaks to all cultures, to all races on this earth, you know, that
Amen.
If you have a dream, if you got a dream, you fulfill that dream because God will support you. Ain't nothing going to stop
Amen.
You. Ain't no
That's
devil
right.
in hell going to stop you. Ain't
That's
no
right.
demon in hell can stop
right.
you. You put your dreams to motion, and they will come true. Look at me. I'm 25 years in this business and still going. I got a record with one top performing hip-hop legend. That's a dream of mine. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Who would ever think that?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm doing my backspins. Who would ever think I'm doing backspins in the floor and breaking to their music? And all of a sudden, I'll be 25 years later singing with them. What? You crazy? I'm the almighty God. Hello.
Absolutely. Hey, the scripture says that the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. They're not subject to be changed. So whatever it is that your purpose here on earth is to fulfill, it's going to come to pass as long as you stay steadfast and unmovable
Absolutely.
In your quest to fulfill.
Because
God is able.
That's right.
That's right.
And that's right. And that's what it's all about. And that's why we got everyone, Marcella and Marla G and everybody, Eric Bush, everybody just, you know, supportive and... And it's just a strong movement. I mean, we're tearing down doors. We're leaving, you know, monumental opportunities for all kind of recording artists to step in our shoes now, and just to take those steps of faith now. So it's awesome. I'm loving it.
Right.
Yes. Well, I want to say that I had told Planet Patrol that I'm very proud. You know, they just did the 4th of July. They were with Sal over doing the Resorts World Casino, and Johnny, you got a show on August 2nd. You're
right.
also doing the Kings of Freestyle. I mean, you're on the go, and that's the big movement. Johnny's on the go. Planet Patrol's getting shows. We're going to see more movement coming in the West Coast because
Planet Patrol will be in the West Coast. Johnny O will be in the West Coast because I know Johnny comes from the West Coast. But we definitely, Versatile Radio is, we're in negotiations because they want to bring, they're bringing Planet Patrol. Johnny O's name was brought to my attention and Marla G. So,
yes, indeed.
With that, with, yes. And,
I'm willing if it's already done.
Hey, and with that said, I just want to wish from Planet Patrol to Versatile Radio, I want to wish you a continued success on your one-year anniversary.
Thank you.
I mean, it's awesome. If you have a Facebook page, I'll find it, I'll friend it, I'll support you as best as I can to help you in your quest to continue to spread your message in the good music and freestyle. And also the artists that you support as well. You have a vision, you know, and I understand, you know, having a vision and trying to fulfill it. And I appreciate what you said a while ago in regards to, you know, how you believe, what your faith is. That just blesses me because we're like-minded in that same way, Planet Patrol is. And such as Johnny O, such as Marcella, Mala G. I mean, it's a whole, you can sense it. The spirit is moving. And we're all in agreement about the same thing, and that's power. Two or three are gathered. There he is in the midst. Now, it's not Sunday. I'm not preaching.
Come on, pal. Stop preaching, pal.
Now, say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey, and if I can tag on to that, this is Herb. This is Herbie Lovebug. If I can tap on to that, the acronym for POW is the power of wisdom.
POW. Oh, yeah,
come
yeah.
On now.
Just blew a bunch of
there you go. Hey, so this is Rodney B, Planet Patrol. I'm sorry, folks. I got to sign off. It's been a blessing.
All right, Rodney.
All right. God bless all of you.
Thank
and
you
all
for
your
calling.
Endeavors.
Thank you for
so
joining
much.
Us, Rodney. I appreciate that. One love.
Thank
Marcella.
You, Rodney.
Thank
you.
Yeah,
thank
one
you, Rodney.
Love.
Thank
all right.
Marcella,
Johnny O, Mala G. We'll see
you
in a couple of weeks.
You know what? I'll see you guys July 26th in Spanish Harlem. You're going to rock it down. What?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're going to be coming hard. Hey, buddy, buddy.
Woo!
Let her.
All right, B, we'll talk.
All right, peace out,
tomorrow,
brother.
Bye.
Love you much.
Mr. Johnny O, I want to touch down a little bit about where we left off last week when we had you on the show with us. We were actually getting a little bit into some scripture about in the New Testament about the Lord speaking to his people and reaching out to the world and not just staying in the church preaching to the people in the church. Can we elaborate on that a little bit?
Oh, absolutely, because that's one of the things that's one of my pet peeves is that, you know, I feel that when you have a calling and God has given you a calling, we tend to run opposite, and we run hiding in the churches, and we stay there, and we think that we're the comfort zone. That's not God's calling. If God has you out to go reach out to the masses and to go share your love, he's not asking you to be judgmental. He's asking you to be a loving vessel for him so that you can go out there and share his light. And that's what I did with my career. And I had a lot of support from people that was telling me, you know, you're a pastor. You don't belong out here. And I said, why don't I belong out here? So you should be in the church. And I said, no, I don't. I need to be right here with you sharing the love, you know, and sharing the messages
Amen.
That I have in my heart.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Hey,
you know,
I'm
blessed. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm blessed today to have my Phil is actually joining us today on the show. He's a pastor also, and this is Pastor Ray Fisher. He wanted to share a scripture also in collaboration with what we're actually talking about now. Yes. Welcome to the show, Mr. Fisher.
Hey, Mr. Fisher, how you doing?
Hello.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Your mic was muted. Go ahead. Welcome to the show, Mr. Fisher.
Mr. Fisher, how you doing?
Hello.
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 Go ahead, Pastor.
I just want to say I'm glad and I'm honored. I've been listening to you this evening. I've been blessed. You guys are shouting out for Jesus. I just hear a lot of good, positive things. And I'm just
I want to say that one thing the Lord says, work hard so God can say to you, well done. Be a good working, one who does not need to be ashamed when God examines your work. And that's what I see a lot of you guys doing right now and what you're doing. And I see God's blessings all over you guys now. It blesses the Lord. It makes the Lord's heart just sing out, man. And the more we pour out about Christ and what I see, the more Christ is poured out through us because he pours all that into us. And I just want to say, just keep on the good work of God. You know, just it's, from my past experience, it's being part of being in the world and being there. I know that what it's actually how it's affected my life, but being involved with Christ now, it's what it brings in is one of the best things that's ever happened in my life. But it also what comes out, being involved with Christ, being first in your life,
absolutely,
is what a difference it makes. Even as I've heard even Marcella saying about the good works of the young men here now and how things have gone in their lives and it's changing even in her life. You just see even hearing the young men, and that blesses God. It makes God just sing with joy.
Amen.
Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Fisher.
Absolutely, Pastor.
Thank you for that, Pastor Fisher.
Thank you, Pastor Fisher. Yes, really appreciate that.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. I just thank you, Phil. Thank you for joining us. He's never been. You know, it's really hard for him to touch down with Versatile Radio when we do come live on the air, and this is blessing. I believe it's divine. It's just divine, everything that happens right here on the air. I want to thank you, Mr. Johnny O, Marla G, Herb, Rodney, everybody from Planet
and Andre. Hi, Andre, you still there?
Yes, we got Andre. We got John Rosario on the line still. We only have a few minutes left of the show. And,
you know what? Before we go, Mary, I wanted to intervene. Excuse me.
Sure.
Trinier texted me. She's trying to call. So is there a line available for her to call in?
Yes, there is. We actually are going to bring Trinier live right now.
Okay.
She is on the line. So we're going to go ahead and bring her live now. Actually, no, I believe she hung up. So go ahead and have her call back. We got about 7 minutes left.
Okay, I'll tell her.
Yes,
hey, this is Herb Jackson from Planet Patrol again. I just want to tell you guys happy anniversary, and we're looking forward to fellowshipping and networking with you all when we come out to the West
Amen.
Coast. Want to give a big shout-out to our new label rep in Marcella and the whole Powerhouse Bombshells movement. We're very excited. Johnny Yo, my brother, my friend, our pastor, we love him as well.
We love you.
And we're just ecstatic about the things that God is doing. And I just want to give a scripture for thought for everyone. In Romans 12:2, when the writer declared that we should not be conformed to this world, but we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what is that perfect, good, and acceptable will of God. And that's what we are now. We're walking as transformed vessels, utilizing the gifts and the talents and the calling that God has given us to reach a new generation. And we're excited about the call, the anointing, and the gift, and most importantly, the power of Jesus Christ's blood.
Absolutely.
So God bless
Amen.
Everybody.
Amen.
Thank you for
Amen.
That.
Thank you
so
much, Herb. We love you, Pastor Herb. We love you.
Love you, too.
Amen.
Love you, too, brother.
Love you guys, and thank you for believing in me. Like I said, this is a big movement we have going on.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Anybody,
I believe
can
you.
Anybody hear me? This is John Rosario.
We can hear you.
Hey, John. How are you
Hello.
Doing? I'm calling. I just want to let y'all know I've been really busy actually putting everything together. God is beautiful, I tell you. It's amazing how this is turning out. The media, I've never had so much media calling me in one day about this event. So I know that this is touching lives. This is reaching
right.
out to people that I never would have dreamed. I mean, news channels, Fox 5, Noticias New York 1. Wow. I got New York Post calling me. I just got a phone call today from the Daily News. I tell you that if we can walk away with saving a life, then you know what? I've done my job. God is pleased.
Amen.
And it's a beautiful thing. I posted today something that I have to really put out there. I posted, I'm not a philosopher. I'm not an entertainer. I'm not a poet. I'm not, you know, a psychiatrist. But you know what? I'm a voice. And if we could come together and
sorry to interrupt you. We got Premier Live on the line. We got two minutes left of the show. Yes. Welcome to Versatile Radio, Trenier.
Hey, how you guys doing? I didn't mean to interrupt y'all's deep conversation.
What's up, Trenier? Greetings from Boston. This is Herb. How you doing?
Hey, Herb. I'm good.
What's up,
Trenia? It's me, Johnny O, again.
Johnny, you sound different on the phone.
I'm following you, girl. I'm following you. I'm touring. I'll follow you on the phone, too.
Yeah, you sound so different on the phone.
I try to get that manly voice going, you know. I've got to get that masculine voice going, you know. The challenge.
Yeah, we want to kind of touch down right quick, Trenier, with, you know, you did call in to Versatile Radio, and like I said, you know, it's our pleasure, but mainly for support for Marla Jeep and the Paris auction. Let's go ahead and say a couple things, whatever you want to say right now. We got about 2 minutes left of the show.
Okay. Whatever I want to say.
Trenier is heavy hitter, boy. She's on her grind.
Yes, she is. I'm already knowing, you know, she everybody knows, you know, but we got a minute left.
Okay, in that little minute, I'll just say whoever's listening, whatever fans are listening, those that supported me for my concerts this summer, it's been really a huge success this summer with all of the Freestyle Explosion shows and with even the other concerts and shows that I've had. It's been really great support and love that, you know, just not myself, but all of the freestyle artists have experienced. And none of us would still be doing this like 30 years later if it wasn't for the people that's listening and for the fans. And I just want to say thank you. And, you know, I'm looking forward to better shows, bigger things happening, and we just got to try to give the fans, as artists, we just have to give the audience what they want. I know Johnny personally, and I know Planet Patrol personally, and I know when we all step on that stage, we give it 100%. And I think the fans appreciate that, and that's the reason why they keep coming back, because we're doing our part. We're not just, you know, giving them some, you know, half behind shows. We're showing them, you know, their pain, their hard money, and they're paying, you know, yep. They're bringing their hard-earned money out to these shows every year. You know, and they see us year after year, and to still come out, you know, in 2014, I mean, that says a lot. So that means we're doing something right, and we just have to keep doing it and keep, you know, putting out what the audience and what the fans expect. And I think it's really about them. It's not about us. Because, I mean, it wasn't for them paying their monies. And, you know, it takes a lot to pay you money to get in the car and travel and deal with the crowds, you know, to come in these arenas and come into these spots to see us, you know. And I think that's serious support and love from the fans. So we got to give our best. And I just promise all of the fans and everyone that's listening, I promise to give you my best. And whenever you come out to see me, and I thank you so much for your love and support.
Oh,
well spoken. Well spoken.
Okay.
Well said. Hey.
How she took my script.
Hey, Trenier.
Nice. Trenier, you're doing an awesome job. It's a blessing to see you up there on stage. 20 years later, you know.
No, 30.
Not 20. 30. Okay. 30.
Get it right.
Later. Okay. All right.
Get it right.
All I gotta say.
Yeah, all I gotta say is Tina Turner ain't got nothing on you, girl. You just you doing your thing, and I love
it. She said it.
Look, I'm trying to be like Tina Turner.
And give
I want to
be doing it. A secret to that fountain of youth, because you haven't changed. In all these years, you look absolutely the same. That
yes.
is unreal. Unreal.
Yes.
Some things
yes,
have changed.
I mean, when it comes to Shannon, when it comes to Jameer, when it comes to Karina, you guys all look like you haven't aged not one day.
Well, I have just a little bit, but you know what it is? It's really, it's good eating, it's getting a lot of rest, and honestly, I mean, I heard you guys, you know, speaking about God and speaking very scriptural. I pray the scriptures over my body and my face. You know, God
Amen.
Says he'll restore the years and restore
Amen.
My youth and make my latter days better days. Hello.
Amen.
So,
Amen.
And I believe that. And I pray
and
over my body, my face, my health. You know, I decree and declare great health and good health. And, you know, he says he's a restorer, and he's restoring my youth. And I'm going to keep believing that until I leave this earth.
All right.
But the doctor, it's good to have a good face doctor, skin doctor.
That's how you do it.
And see, I think Marla was on. Hey, Marla, you still on?
I'm here.
Marlisa,
yeah.
you're here?
Yeah.
There.
Mama's on the phone, babe.
Hey, Marlo. I hear you.
All right. Well, we're going to have to sign off now once again. Thank you, Trinita. Thank you, Donnie O. Thank you, the whole Planet Patrol group, the Marcella, especially. I'm telling you, we are going to have a part three.
Yeah, we're going to have that part three. Right. Absolutely.
We got to bring Trinita on at the first of the show.
Earlier, much earlier.
Most definitely. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So part
right.
three.
So
part three. We are going to have a part three right here at Freestyle Live Radio.
Part three. Yes. To be continued. I say we do an entire
radio.
All right. All right, everybody. God bless. Good night. God bless.
Marcella, we're back, young lady. We're back.
Hi.
Hi. We just want to say thank you, and don't forget we're running a part three again. We're going to have a part three.
Yes, we are, and I actually was able to confirm with Trinier, and what we're going to do with Trinier is we're going to have her come at the beginning of the show, and I'm very excited that Trinier joined us. Those were beautiful words she said about the fans. Please follow Trinier fan page and also Twitter. Go ahead and go to Twitter Trinier Music. You can follow Trinier on Twitter. Please like Planet Patrol 3 on Facebook. That's the new official fan page. And like Marla G fan page on Facebook. And Twitter, you could follow Marla G. That's her Twitter. And you can find us on www.powerhousebombshells.com and also on Facebook, Powerhouse Bombshells. And I have on my regular page, Marcelo Olivar, on Facebook, and I have a LinkedIn, Marcelo Olivar. This is a big movement. I mean, to have the people that I listen to them, because of my brother, DJ Tito, be out of Boston. He used to take me, you know, he's a DJ and would take me traveling with him. And these are the artists that he would play. And he had the original vinyl. And for legendary artists that I work with, that I care for, and they feel my love because I was that little girl that was inspired through them. And when I see them perform, I'm still a fan, even though I represent them and I talk to them and I feel them and they this is what we would want to do, this is what we expect, and I as a person try to give my all. And they know they could trust me, I'm loyal. And in this business, if you don't have loyalty or trust, you won't have a business. No one will want to work with you.
Sure.
And that's what I give my team, trust, loyalty, and love. And for them to take the time to call in, the prayers they said, we're blessed. And yourself, Mary, and the team, Eric and Carlos, to be on, and everything you're going through now, I'm a true believer that music saves life. And it fills that void. If we have an emptiness in our heart, it will fill that void through music, through power, and inspiration.
That's right.
That right there in itself could be a whole nother show, Marcella. You want to know why? Because music is so influential that, I mean, we could take it back to who the enemy is, you know what I mean, who he started as, and why music is so influential in the world, you know what I'm saying? Before they actually cut us off, you know, I want to just tell everybody I apologize that we had to cut Trinier off. Normally, you know, they give us our 2 hours right here at Blog Talk Radio, and they cut us off right at the minute that our time is up. But our stats on this show were so high that they allowed us to go into overtime. So that right there in itself is a huge blessing. And, you know, I just wanted to announce that. I want to apologize to Trinier, but we are looking forward to having her on the show once again with Marcella and Powerhouse Bombshell so that we can
finish. I texted her, and she said she would come on, so I definitely would love her because her look and everything, she works so hard, and she looks beautiful. She keeps up with herself and the dancers, too. And her next show is a private. I want to shout out, Trinier has a show, a private event at Conga Room. That's a private Conga Room event only. It's an official with the government, and it's Trinier. Shout out to Debbie Deb and Susie Carr, World to Power. They're going to be, and then the dancers, Lily and Sirian, are doing awesome. So Trinier's performance is beyond. And then she's doing August 9th. She's in Montebello, California with Shannon, Color Me Bad, Robin S., Debbie Deb, Crystal Waters, and Taylor Dane.
Awesome.
Wow. Okay, so the private event is not open to the public whatsoever at all, right?
No, that is the National Conference
It's actually the National Council of La Raza and Walmart.
Okay. Oh. Okay. All right. So, but she does have some events coming up, and definitely, you know, she's been on the move. She's been on the move for the past, what, 3-4 months, correct? Just all over. On tour, correct? Yeah, that's fine. Marcella?
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe we lost her. I believe we lost Marcella. Anyways, thank you, everybody, for listening to Versatile Radio. You guys have an awesome weekend. You guys stay safe. One love.
Yeah, one love.
I know you think you're having fun. The party feels so bad. But there's one thing we've got to say before we leave tonight. So what will you do when the party's over? So what will you do when the party's over? You're riding high, looking fine, and life seems out of sight. But without that beer and without those drugs, things wouldn't be so right. Jesus came to free you from a life of toil and sin. We'd sure like to see you let the Savior in. So what will you do when the party's over? So what will you do when the party's over? Listen, you say you're young, got time. The Bible's just not your thing. A few more years will matter much. You're gonna give your life a flame. But what if Jesus comes back to take his church away? Yeah. Whoa, what if something happens? Do you know?